This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that the Athens Cultural Center fixed its leaking roof and hopes to eventually open its second floor for classes. The center's capital fund spent $8,500 to fix the leak, a large chunk of which was budgeted. So making the stairway to the second floor passable will have to wait until more money is raised. The Athens Cultural Center hosts a pre-Halloween masquerade party October 21st to raise money for the center's capital fund. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. ProPublica breaks down the analytics on, quote, what topics does Representative John Faso talk about in his recent press releases more often than other members of Congress do. The number one topic for Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, is property taxes, a state issue. Governor Cuomo is the second most common subject of Faso's press releases, as the congressperson had a feud with Cuomo earlier this year about property taxes. The other most common subjects in Faso's press releases were, quote, upstate new, Hoosick Falls, property tax reduction, circuit rider, climate solutions, and Hudson River. See ProPublica's website for other details of Faso's voting record. The posted daily public schedule of Representative John Faso is usually blank. On the rare occasion when Faso does post an event, it's usually a few minutes before or after the event begins. There are currently seven Democrats who want to challenge Faso for New York's 19th congressional district in 2018, and they also do not list most of their public events online. Jeff Beals, Stephen Brissy, Dave Clegg, Antonio Delgado, Brian Flynn, Gareth Rhodes, and Pat Ryan all do not list any or many future public events online. None of the Democrats who want to challenge Faso have a page on their websites for public events. A few use Facebook pages, but rarely post events beforehand. While Democrat Scott Murphy and Republican Chris Gibson both listed their public events when they held the office, there is little now to suggest such transparency from a local congressperson again anytime soon. And the Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the sidewalk on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge will be closed three times this month for construction. The New York State Bridge Authority has closed it now through 4 p.m. on October 13th and will close it at 7 a.m. October 16th through 4 p.m. October 20th and 7 a.m. October 23rd through 4 p.m. October 27th. Construction associated with the Hudson River Skywalk project is closing the bridge for pedestrians on those days, which could change depending on the weather. The Hudson River Skywalk is a $5.4 million pedestrian trail linking the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill to the Alana State Historic Site in Greenport via a walking lane on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.